What is up? It is Oswald here with you this Sunday as we get ready for Portugal-Norway here. Clan Base Nations Cup 8. That is where we are today. Yes, we were supposed to have a match yesterday, and I actually didn't do it. I actually slept through the match, so I missed one day. I apologize. I had good intentions, but unfortunately, my alarm clock didn't go off. So Brazil and who they play? Denmark fell by the wayside, 2-2 tie from what I heard. Today, as I said, it's going to be Portugal-Norway. We also have Finland and Sweden playing right now. Actually, that started about 30 minutes ago. I'll try to get an update on that match to see how things are going. Finland trying to come back after being given the card and losing their victory they had against Hungary to start the match. Start the cup season. So, what else going on today? Casa, Turnpike, I believe, are going to be our two levels here as we see the clans or the nations starting to drop onto the server here. Norway's out of there just waiting for Portugal to show up. Hanging out in the war channel here. We see some of the regulars here for Portugal. We got Unstop, Wolverine. Who else do we have here? Hantu, Bali. They're all there. Norway's setting up pretty nicely right now as well. They're, like you said, all on the server. We got Zaniki, who we've covered numerous times, so we'll have to see how it plays out today. I think most people have already tatted Portugal as a win in this match, but you know what? Strange things happen. That's why we play the game. So that is what we have for you here in the next 30-45 minutes as we watch the clans drop onto the server here. They said Portugal out there, or Norway out there, still waiting on Portugal to come on in. I'm making more money on the C-Bookie. Yeah, I'm not doing too terribly bad. I'm not netting three overall here based on my winnings, my average winnings, number of bets. So, yeah, I'm not doing too terribly bad. 3,269 is where I am, and I am moving on up. I'm 34th overall here as I try to catch some Spanish guy, Donatello from Finland, in front of me. So, anyway, that's what we got going on for you. If you want to get your bets in, do it very quick. I believe they may already be closed, but nonetheless, just something else to have a little fun with here in this Nations Cup clan-based match. Still no luck here from Portugal as we still await their arrival on to UT Turnpike. Got another match coming up for you tomorrow. This one is going to be Spain and France tomorrow. 22:30 CET is where we will be. That match costs a turnpike as well. And then we get into the big matches, the matches that matter here. We got Solfassa, the Dust coming up. We have Pro 5 and Syndicate. We have Crit 54 and TAV. That's going to be a doubleheader on Thursday. That should be a hell of a doubleheader, too. Pro 5 and Syndicate. At what time is that? I believe that's 21 CET and then 23 CET. 2 hours later, we will go to... and we just see another match there added. Another final match, GPG and Just Right. And actually, that's a Bronze Cup match. So we may have to skip that one, but nonetheless... Pro 5 Syndicate, the big match everybody's looking forward to. Should be one hell of a match. I don't think anybody expected those two nations to be there. Quick shout out to Merck from PTSE. I'm saying Oswald doesn't listen very well. No, I usually try not to listen, but if I have to, I will. But nonetheless, Portugal's still a little bit tardy here to the server as we still await for them. We got a whole week of shoutcasting ahead of us along with the Nations Cup and Open Cup matches. We will have Just Push Play and most likely Urban Radio back on Saturday, next Saturday. So I'll watch Pound Urban Tear on ETG for all that information. As I'm going to try to get back on the mic here and talk a little bit about the upcoming ETUT release. And some new things that may be on the way here. So with that, I'm going to step away, take a break, come back, and depending on where we are, I will drop into the match. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Inside the Game.
Let's see.
live here on Inside the Game. Oswald with you today as I have just dropped into the server here. Honestly, I did not see whose server it was. Not that it really matters here, but checking out the ping times. I believe they are acceptable for both nations here. Norway was on the server here a little bit early trying to get things started and checking out the server, making sure it was playable. And right now it does look like it will be acceptable for, excuse me, for them. So we will be here all day. No admin. Our admin is MIA. That was supposed to be Bluey today, so most likely I will be providing the recap and the screenshot at the conclusion of the game over on climbbase.com, so you can check out all that. Later on today, I will drop the screenshots up there immediately, but I won't get to the actual write-up until after the match, and I'm at work tonight, so something to look forward to if you visit the site frequently and check out all the good words I had to say about Portugal and Norway here today. Turnpike and UT Casa are two levels today. Clans are still practicing, still working on each other here, not readying up quite yet. As we look over the lineups here, both nations have six per side, so both of them will have a sub in-game. As we watch them get ready here, we can run down the six on each side in red for Norway. It's going to be Zaniki, Mr. Freeze, Musto, Charlotte.com, and Pixel. And for Portugal, we're going to start with Wolverine, Unstop, Pomba, Slider, Maori, and Brawley. So those are going to be our six combatants today. We'll see who's going to start on the bench here. One for each nation, 5-on-5 is how it's played, 20 minutes. We do play ties. That is one thing that sort of caught everybody off guard on the first match we casted. You know, it ended 1-1, map wins 1-1, and we're like, okay, so we're going to go to a third map. What map is it going to be? The admin drops off the server. We're like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, come to find out, it is map wins, and we do have ties. 2-2 is usually how we will end a tie here, 2 points awarded to a victory. So that is that's what it puts it at right now. As I look over the rankings here from Nations Cup, things are still a little bit early here in the season to really pick favorites. There are a couple of clans that have been playing well. Germany actually got whooped by Poland, but Germany is playing well, Poland is playing well, Portugal and Finland, those are just four of the clans that I'm sure you'll see near the end of the cup. Most likely making their way into the playoffs. Right now, Norway and Sweden both 1-0, Italy, Hungary 1-1. That's in Group B, and over in Group A. Over in Group A, tough going here so far. Brazil up on top. They are 1-0-1. Poland 1-0-1. Germany 1-1.
New team wins.
If you're with us, I believe it was last week. It had to be last week. Poland and Portugal played to a tie here. If you ask me, I think Portugal sort of got screwed there. A little bit of a camping-type tactic used by Poland to pull out the tie here. Portugal was on a serious string of victories, running the table, and unfortunately, they just could not find the last two gamers. So, didn't that work out to Portugal's benefit? But nonetheless, they have 2 points right now. They're behind by four. A victory today would put them right up on top, is where they want to be. So that's what we have going for you. I'm getting ready here. Clans continue to warm up as we get ready to bring you Clan Base Nations Cup 8 action today. as we look over these squads here, as I said, Norway in red, Portugal in blue. Still waiting for Portugal to ready up here for the match. UT Turnpike, you know what, you love it. You can find it, urbanterra.net/turnpike.jpg. That is where the map is at if you want to check it out and see what it has in store for us today. Still waiting for the nations to ready up here. CASA and Turnpike. Watch for all the action over in the Company Park. We saw it last time on this map. So Portugal has fared very well on Turnpike in the past. On this map, and this was their whole map last match, and unfortunately they were not able to pull out a victory here for it. So we'll have to see if that changes today here. Waiting on Portugal here is, once they are set to go, we will bring you all the clan-based Nations Cup 8 action today. From inside the game, if you missed any of the matches, any matches, you can go find them over on www.radioitg.com. Just click on our download section. That'll take you over to our partner, filecloud.com. That is where we store all of our matches here. So if there's a match that you wanted to tune into or you missed, feel free to go over there and download the match. So it looks like we're just waiting for Pixel to get back here for Norway. And we will be set to get the match started here. So he's making tea or something. Not sure what those Norwegians do. All I know is it's butt-ass cold over there all the time. He's milking a cow. Anyway, we're just moments away from the start of the match here. We await Pixel to come back to the game. And we are set to go here. Portugal, Norway, good luck, have fun. 3-2-1, and we are off as we follow Broly out of the north parking lot. He doubles back now through that north parking lot into the metro station parking lot where he's got the SR8 out. He's going to hold down at the back portion of the map here as we quickly make our way inside with Wolverine and Slider of Portugal over near the alley entrance. It's going to be Charlotte gunning down Slider, but a very quick team kill there. Dotcom gunning down teammate Charlotte. Wolverine back to back. Two solid kills there. Dotcom was the first and Zaniki the second, just like that. Portugal up 1-0. Foreshadowing of things to come here. Very quick. 1-0. We follow Portugal down the back hallway. That is Slider. Here comes Maori through the reception area. Death. Charlotte going to gun him down on the way out the door there. Pixel finished off by Slider with an HE grenade. Unstop coming around that south service entrance into the parking lot. He's got Dotcom hiding behind the mailbox. Unstop going to pick up a kill right there as Zaniki finishing off Broly with the M4. We follow Broly and Musto now over in the metro station parking lot. Zaniki under attack. Musto going down. Headshot. Wolverine with the kill. And right there, the second man through the metro station parking lot. That was Unstop. He's going to pick up the victory here for Portugal. Score now 2-0. And we're about a minute 18 in. As we follow Zaniki into the reception area of the building, he's going to be gunned down. Actually, that's a grenade that took him out. Wolverine with the toss there inside the metro station. We go so much action. And blood, broken glass, and we have a Wolverine along with, I believe that was Unstopped. Yes, it is. They come back out into the reception entrance through the office building they run. as they are the final two Portugal gamers alive to face Musto and Charlotte down the back hallway. They come. It's going to be Unstop with a kill on Musto. That's going to leave Charlotte to fend for himself. Charlotte now running down the alley into the McCain supply yard. He's got the G36 out. Maori giving chase along with Unstop. Charlotte rounding the parking lot near the south service entrance. Going to pass the blue van here. Very carefully, very quickly goes inside that park entrance and upstairs to the second floor. Going to hold their position there for just a moment. You hear the breathing coming upstairs. Here we go. Battle one-on-one. Charlotte very quick on the trigger. Going to finish on Unstop. Maori coming through for Portugal. And Maori with the LR300 going to give Portugal the round win 3-0 here now in favor of Portugal. We spawn with Norway in the north parking lot. Zaniki, Charlotte, and Musto now making a move down the alley. The G36 coming from Zaniki. As we see Maori, two killers. Unfortunately, one of them was on his teammate, Wolverine. Zaniki now in two. The McCain supplier, but just like that, Brawley going to finish him off with a big SR8 shot to the chest. Charlotte moving inside, killing Brawley and Unstop. Actually was killed by his teammate, Slider, so errant aim here by Portugal against Slider. Gunning down his teammate. That's two team kills now here in the match early on for both nations. Slider gunning down Musto, but it's going to be Charlotte coming out of the restroom to pick up the final victory, the final kill for Norway after four rounds. A score 3-1 here. We follow Zaniki once again, passing the main entrance to the office building, running out, crossing William Street, into the McCain supply yard. He goes with the the AK-103, dropping a grenade in the direction of Wolverine and Maori just near the main entrance. As Maori, Unstop, and Slider give chase down William Street, they turn the corner into the alley as Unstop catches a Zaniki, guns him down just near that alley entrance. Maori now passing the main entrance, going to step into the restroom, ready as an HE grenade. As he moves over toward the park entrance, he's going to be joined by a teammate there, Brawley. Brawley coming back inside, going north past the reception desk into the metro station. Going to come out in the metro station parking lot where we see a double kill here for Maori with a grenade. PixelAnd.com being finished off there. Wolverine now taking aim and hitting Musto. Musto going to be dropped. Score now 5-1. Portugal up by 4 early on the match here. We start with Unstop going inside the park entrance. There we got three gamers from Norway out in the company part. Pixels grenade catches Maui. He dies. Unstop coming through the reception entrance into the metro station. Zaniki under heavy attack from two directions here. He's able to gun down one. Turns his weapon on the reception area there. Doing a good job. Zaniki was able to gun down Wolverine in that exchange. Back inside the metro station, it is the MP5K of Brawley. He found Musto as Slider finally finished off Zaniki there. That's going to leave .com to fend off three gamers from Portugal. Going to be a tough calling here for .com. Back upstairs he goes, shooting the glass out. He's going to drop down and miss the mailbox, injures himself on that fall. Still going to give him about 50% health as he returns. Runs down the back hallway here. He's going to come out into the north parking lot, turning left, passing and opening the loading dock here. He readies up his LR300. As we look down the alleyway, and here they come, Slider. No contest. Easy kill for Slider. Down he goes. That is now 5-1 here in favor of Portugal early on. Charlotte going to get things started here, coming out of the north parking lot, turn the corner, has Brawley all the way down and near the McCain supply sign. As we see Slider and Wolverine getting kills here for Portugal. They go one-on-one. Brawley lighting up Charlotte with the MP5K as Wolverine going to finish off the round here, killing .com. So just like that, Portugal out and running, 6-1 now. Our score, 5 points, is where we are at. And as I said, I think Norway expected this to happen. They were probably a little bit outclassed here so far. But nonetheless, they're playing it out. You're going to see how things happen. .com taking on two Portuguese gamers here. But Brawley going to Unstop, going to finish him off. As Maori turns, goes out the metro station into the office, turning down the back hallway now. Charlotte right there, 3-on-1. Charlotte coming out of the loading docks, never had a chance. Nothing but Portuguese gamers in front of him. down he goes. We spawn with Norway once again. It's Zanicki and the Pixel coming down the alleyway. Zanicki leading the Chargers, got the AK out, taking aim at Brawley, who's all the way down near the road clothes sign on William Street. Running up grenade, Brawley under heavy attack. MP5K doing all the talking there. Gets a kill on Zanicki, but it's going to be Musto with the kill to finish him off. Dicom, though, with an HK69 kill on his teammate. That hurts. Wolverine going to finish off Pixel. And that is the round. Another point here for Portugal, as the score is now 8-1. Brawley being caught by a grenade from Zanicki. Or check that, Zanicki being caught off guard by a grenade. Brawley with the kill. Slider picking up a kill here as well on Musto. Down the alleyway they come. Brawley sitting there picking them off like ducks. Unstopped now, getting into the action here. Gunning down Pixel and Wolverine finishing off his teammate. 9-1, that's where we sit right now, and yes, it's going to be a long 40 minutes here for Norway and myself. As we follow Norway once again, this time it is Zanicki. Zanicki going to be blown away by the exploding monkey. Slider dropping that grenade there. Great work by him. Pixel and a .com turn back Slider. As a .com, Pixel and a Musto go and heal up. Wolverine killing Charlotte over in the metro station as Wolverine then bleeds from Charlotte's attack, so they exchange kills right there. Good chance right here for Norway to pick up a point. Unstopped, gunning down, .com coming down the back hallway. Maori finishing off Pixel. Musto going one-on-one with Maori, but it's going to be Unstopped finishing off Musto in the back hallway for another Portugal victory, 10-1. And we still have 11 minutes left in the round here. Musto coming out of the alleyway into the north parking lot. He's got Zanicki behind him. Zanicki climbs up on to the brick wall here. Charlotte gunning down Slider. They turn their weapon on Brawley, who backs into the metro station, out of the metro station parking lot. As we see Norway now come around the corner from behind, they're under attack. Wolverine coming through very quickly. He's got Zanicki in his sight. Zanicki going to be gunned down here by Brawley coming out of the metro station. Wolverine with the DE out, and he is going to finish off Musto for the round victory here for Portugal. Score now 11-1. Yes, 11-1. Portugal up big now. Map wins is what we play, so right now it may be the case where Norway is going to try to play for the tie here, as this round getting out of hand very quickly. As we see .com coming down the alley here, and he's going to be finished off by Slider, who turned the corner, gunned him down 12-1. Continues to get more and more one-sided here. Zanicki through the metro station, Unstopped gunning him down very quickly. Unstopped picking up a second kill there on Zanicki and .com. Pixel, though, gunning down Maori. Now Musto coming through the company park. He's going to go inside the park entrance, dropping a grenade over near the restroom. Upstairs onto the second floor he goes. Musto calling for a medic here. As we see, who is that? We pick up Unstop and a Slider just off the main entrance here, around the corner in the back hallway. They heal each other back up to 80%. Here comes Unstop passing the reception, or passing the restroom. Into the reception here. HK69 goes off, and .com able to do the dance, gun down Musto, or gun down Unstop. As Musto was caught by Slider. Slider gunning down Pixel as well, so Slider doing a good job here. Here comes Brawley. He's got the SR8 out. He opens up the reception doors there, then backs off. Slider in the company park near the blue van. 2-on-2, that is where we are right now. Make that a 2-on-1 as we just see .com being picked off by Slider. Slider with the last three kills here. He is going for number four. Slider having a good round here so far, bringing him to a total of 12 kills. So we follow Brawley and Slider now. And it's going to be a big LR300 shot inside the reception area. Runs Slider, one bullet, one kill, score 13-1. A lot of grenade spam here. Coming down the alleyway again from Norway and Portugal. Norway going to turn the corner here. Wolverine guns down .com. It's going to be Pixel, though, aiming down the north parking lot here. Exchanging kills. That was Brawley and Charlotte. as we see Musto now move into the Metro Station parking lot, taking on Wolverine. Wolverine fending off those attacks to get yet another point here for Portugal. Score now 14-1. And yes, this match is over. Even with 8 minutes on the clock, Portugal not going to give back this lead here as we continue to see them dominate the round here, dominate the match, dominate Norway. Zaniki behind the McCain supply sign. He's under heavy attack. MP5K out 2-on-1. He is going to be shut down. Brawley with the kill here. Slider inside the McCain supplier. He's got the LR300. Here comes Musto around the corner into the McCain supply parking lot. Going to gun down Slider, but he himself quickly taking out Brawley with the kill. .com now running out of the McCain supply yard, crossing over William Street, firing a grenade from the HK-69 in the direction of Brawley, who probably has the advantage here with the SR-8 out. .com changing now to the UMP-45. As Brawley retreating back behind the Jeep here in the north parking lot. .com going to turn the corner here. The SR-8 shot missed. That's going to chase Brawley away again down to the Metro Station parking lot. He runs, still has the SR-8 out. As we go inside the game with Brawley, he's going to be chased down and gunned down by .com. And that is second round victory here for Norway. They're still down big, though. 14-2 is where we are at right now. Zaniki down the alleyway. He's injured. He is bleeding. He's got to heal himself. He gets between the two concrete pillars there that support the train tracks. He heals himself back up. He is joined by Pixel and Charlotte. So here they come. Charlotte going to go inside the office building and find Slider right there. Slider under attack. Slider gunned down. Musto killing him. Pixel gunning down his own teammate here again. So another team kill for Norway. Brawley picking off Zaniki as they come back outside. That's going to be Pixel and .com, Wolverine, and Unstop right there to finish them off. 15-2, 6 minutes to go here in the match. Zaniki dropping a grenade, getting Maori, but also taking himself along with it. A double kill here. Grenades again, Zaniki and Musto. Three gamers from Portugal going down, but .com able to finish things off for Norway. They get another round victory, 15-3. .com coming through the main entrance. He's got the he had the HK out, but too close to use that as we see Wolverine healing up just outside the blue van with Unstop. They move through the company park into the Metro Station and through the Metro Station, join the rest of their teammates in the back parking lot where they are able to gun down Charlotte. It's going to be a 4-on-1 here as Pixel, the last gamer alive, he is running away. He's going to be gunned down. Wolverine with the kill. Round 19 in the book. Score here, 16-3. As we see Portugal still out in front big. As Slider's grenade connects with Musto killing him. Wolverine back-to-back kills here on Charlotte and Zaniki as they come through the alleyway. It's going to be a flawless victory here for Portugal in round 20. And they are out big. And you can expect it to end this way. Double-digit lead here for Portugal. A grenade chasing Slider away. Here comes Charlotte and Musto. Unstop picking off .com. Slider gunning down Zaniki. Into the north parking lot we go. Brawley with the DE out. Musto chasing him down. It's going to be Slider killing his own teammate Brawley. As Slider then picks off Musto. Charlotte right there in the Metro Station parking lot. Making a move toward that back hallway entrance. Opens up the door, drops the grenade, catches Slider. Nice work there by Charlotte. But Charlotte cannot outgun Maori over in the north parking lot. That's going to be another victory here in favor of Portugal. Score 18-3. 3:50 remaining. .com dropping a grenade here with Slider. Back-to-back kills on a .com and a Musto. Maori right there to pick up a kill as well. And just like that, the round ends. It's two flawless victories out of the last three rounds here for Portugal as they are just dominating Norway. Norway coming through the alley once again. All sorts of grenade going off there. You hear it, you see it here in game as Pixel turning the corner with .com once again. The HK-69 being fired. Charlotte catching Wolverine just inside the back hallway once again. Zaniki able to hit Maui. Maui's going to bleed to death. Broly, though, slowing things down here. Gunning down Pixel, but .com going to finish things off here with back-to-back kills on Broly and Slider. 19-4, 2:53 to go. Checking out the stats here. Wolverine leading all gamers, 24 kills. Maori right behind him, 22. Slider with 19. Unstopped, 18. And a Brawley with 15 on the side of Norway. Charlotte with 14 kills. Musto, 11. .com with 8. Zaniki and a Pixel both with 7. We get back into the action here. And it looks like it is 2-on-2. We are going to follow Pixel into the Metro Station. He is battling Wolverine. He's going to kill Wolverine with the LR-300 as he comes through the south entrance there into the reception area, taking on Slider. Slider going to finish off Pixel. Nice close quarter combat there. Into the restroom he goes. Zaniki bleeding. Zaniki gunned down. The Slider with the kill. Round 24 finished. 20-4 our score here. Norway not giving up, playing a round out here. 2 minutes is where we stand, so 120 seconds to go here in this round. We'll switch and go to UT Casa. You hear the distinctive sound of the AK-103 going off. That is Zaniki. Going to chase down Slider, turning his weapon on Slider. He's going to catch him just near the Jeep in the back parking lot. But Broly, very quick down the alleyway, is going to kill Zaniki with the G36. And that is going to leave Musto, who comes out of the Metro Station into the park. That is around 21-4 now. 90 seconds on the clock. We see Zaniki being chased down. He is going to be gunned down. Slider with the kill. Another team kill here. Pixel with a grenade. Pixel killing herself. So effectively, that's 2 kills on the side of Norway. So another round over here. .com going to be chased down. Nice DE kill there by .com on Slider. But Unstop going to finish him off for another victory. Portugal. How it's ended 9 times out of 10 today. Portugal, Portugal, Portugal. .com chasing down Maori. Maori injured and bleeding. He's going to get healed up here by a teammate. Wolverine passing the restroom, dropping a grenade over near the alley entrance. That is going to chase Norway away, and that was Charlotte. Charlotte, all you need to do is breathe on Charlotte. Only about a bar of health left. Retreating now north down the alleyway. Going to turn and go into the company park here. Charlotte's got 4 gamers out. Wolverine trying his luck. Going to be good down. Charlotte, nice kill there. Taking aim at Maori now, but Maori, 1 bullet. That does it. Round over. 27 rounds in the book. Score 23-4. 15 seconds here in the round. Oh, a big grenade from Slider. That catches .com. He was turned to mush as he came around the corner into the north, north parking lot there. Broly and Slider now going south down the alleyway. Into the office they go. Unstopped Wolverine finding 2 Norwegian gamers are killing them very quickly. Zaniki getting ready to drop a grenade inside. He does so. That grenade does not catch anybody. Zaniki now 1-on-1. There is your round victory. Final round. Round 28 goes to Portugal's final score 24-4. Yes, that is what we term an ass whooping. We're going to step away, take a break, come back with more action here on, I believe, UT Casa. It's Oz. You're inside the game. We're coming right back.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah.
And welcome back. It's Oswald here with you inside the game as we switch over to UT Casa. As I said, teams not quite ready. Running down individual scores here from the first round. As I said, sort of an ugly round there. Sort of an ugly round if you're on the side of Norway. Final score, as I said, 24-4. Maori and Wolverine both with 27 kills. Slider right behind them, 26. Unstopped, 23. Broly with 18 on the side of Norway. Charlotte, 16. Zaniki, 13. Musto, 11. .com, 10. and Pixel 7. So I think you're going to see a much of the same here come the next round as actually we switch over to Abbey 2. So it'll be a nice little change of pace here. No UT Casaday making our way over to Abbey 2. As we drop in the game here, teams, nations keep their sides. Norway in red, Portugal in blue. They're going to warm up here for just a minute, and we'll get back into all the action momentarily. I think many expected the match to go this way. It'd be more or less one-sided in the favor of Portugal here. As we watch nations continuing to warm up here very quickly. Getting back to the Nations Cup 8 main page here. Not really sure what to say about that first round. As I said, I knew it was going to be an ass-whooping. It was going to be Portugal on the winning side here, but I know it would be that convincing. 24-4. Some action from yesterday. Brazil warping their way to victory again. 4-0 over Denmark. Italy also sends Hungary home with nothing to eat. 4-0. So two shutouts yesterday. Don't have any sort of a score here from the Finland match, which is also taking place right now. It's probably over at this point. But Finland going up against Sweden today. As Portugal now has read it up, just waiting for Norway to do the same, and we will get back into the match here in just a moment. You want to check out Abbey 2 from overhead, urbanterror.net/Abbey2. Good luck and have fun being exchanged here on the surface. That means Norway almost set to ready up here as we're going to get into second round action here on Abbey 2. This is Nations Cup 8. It is Portugal and Norway doing battle today. And after the first map, it is Portugal up 2-0. 2 points awarded for a map victory here. But the 2-0 score is not really, doesn't really tell the story. The 24-4 final score tells the story. And I think we're going to see more of the same here from Portugal here on Abbey 2. We'll have to watch and see how it plays out. But Norway going to have to step up their game here to pull out a possible tie today on Nations Cup 8. Remember, we do have more Nations Cup action coming your way tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to pick up Spain and France. Casa Turnpike, where we are going to be. Hopefully you can tune in and check out all that action as our Nations Cup 8 just getting started here. It's the 8th season of Nation Cup for Urban Terror. I've been around for about 5 of them. Had some great action, as always. This Cup season, I'm going to say it's pretty much wide open. Portugal probably one of the favorites to make it into the playoffs. Returning champions from last season. Netherlands took second. United Kingdom took third. United Kingdom already down 2. As we get set to go here, good luck and have fun. We are in the match, staged right near the crossway. As we see Portugal come out, passing the main cathedral entrance into Davis Courtyard they go, as Maori starts to kill here early, catching Mr. Freeze, Zaniki with the SR8 out. Here comes Charlotte down the stairs with Zaniki up on the courtyard balcony now. Steal the sub here for Norway very quickly. He is erased. Brawley coming through with the LR300 up onto that balcony, down the stairs, into the back hallway he goes. But Wolverine, unstoppable right there, gunning down Musto and Zaniki to pick up the first point here for Portugal. We spawn once again with Norway. That is Steel. Oh, Brawley with a big SRH shot there, gunning down Steel just near the cathedral entrance. As Unstop coming through the crossway into David's courtyard, gunning down Musto. So just like that, Norway down 3 gamers here as we see Charlotte and Zaniki trying to fend off the attacks here. Zaniki coming through the horseshoe, and he's going to be caught by Brawley. Charlotte, not much of a match here for Unstop. 2-0 now in favor of Portugal. as we continue to see Portugal dominate here, continuing to add to their streak. Mr. Freezes Gray guns, catches a Pomba from Portugal. Another sub here for Portugal. As we go inside the center room, Charlotte turning the corner. LR 300 out. Charlotte's bullet connects. Maori dies. But right there, Borley picks up another kill. Borley now dropping out of the window down to the side courtyard. He's got the SR8. Switching weapons, not fast enough. Charlotte coming through from the marble courtyard. Going to pick him off for the victory. 2-1 now, our score here. As we start with Zaniki heading up towards the crossbow, he's going to drop a grenade just near the edge of the marble approach, retreating very quickly. Charlotte catching a Wolverine. Charlotte also gunning down Maori. Nice work there by Charlotte. As we go back into the center room, that is Mr. Freeze and Charlotte going to heal each other up. Mr. Freeze going to start the attack with a grenade across the way on a horseshoe. We saw Zaniki, I believe that was, being gunned down here, unstopped, doing a nice job catching Mr. Freeze with Zaniki just too much. Finishing off Unstop, we are tied now 2-2 in the match. We spawn with Zaniki coming through the town square back up onto the courtyard balcony very quickly. Zaniki with the SR8 steel, same weapon, taking on Broly. Pomba coming through the crossway out of David's courtyard very quickly, gunned down. Steel with the SR8, a nice killer by Steel as Mr. Freeze catches Wolverine as well. Unstopped, though, right there to pick off Mr. Freeze. Another SR8 kill by Steel. So there's two kills by Steel so far. That gives him three in the round here, two in this match. As Steel now moving up the Cathedral Alley there, but not going to matter. 3-2 as Norway takes the lead for the first time here in the match. Zaniki very quickly letting off a shot here from the SR8 through the crossway at Broly. It does not connect. Unstop now making a move past the cathedral entrance. You hear the SR8s going off there in the background. Wolverine back-to-back SR8 kills. Mr. Freeze and Charlotte, a double neat for him as Zaniki and Steel doing a fine job. SR8's dominating this round right here. Steel with two of his own to go along with Zaniki's one as they continue to chase down a Pomba of Portugal, the final gamer alive. Steel going to spam him with the MP5K. A nice win there for Norway. They go up by 2. 4-2 our score now. Could the momentum be shifting here? It's quite possible. As Pomba is going to start the killing off right with Mr. Freeze gunning him down. Charlotte turning the corner into the center room. He's going to find Maori coming through the window, though. A big exploding grenade there. Maori taking out his own teammate, Wolverine. I don't believe how that kill happened. Pomba, though, right there to finish off Charlotte inside the center room. As Portugal trying to regroup now. You hear the SR8's going off. That is that they're taking aim at Brawley, who's over on the stairs leading up to the center room, trying to get aim at Steel. Zaniki catching Unstop with the SR8. Steel catching his own teammate. How do you catch your own teammate with an SR8? Pomba and Steel go one-on-one near the cathedral entrance, and it is going to be Pomba of Portugal gunning him down with the G36, passing the cathedral entrance once again. Two-on-one. Here we go. It's going to be Pomba turning on to the marble approach. Going to find Anna gun down Musto. Score now 4-3 after 7 rounds in favor of Norway. Are they going to be able to keep up the pace they have been killing here with the SR8? We will wait and see. Mr. Freeze getting off to a fine start here, gunning down Maori. Charlotte's grenade catching Unstop. Pomba and Wolverine evening things up here as we move into the statue court there. Courtyard, that is Pomba and Brawley coming through, taking aim up on the central hallway there. Mr. Freeze dropping a grenade. Is that going to catch Brawley? No, it is not. It goes off just a bit late. Mr. Freeze gunned down by Brawley, who drops down near the side courtyard again into the marble courtyard for the victory. We are tied up after 8 rounds again. 4-4 is where we stand. Norway letting Portugal back in here. 4-4 our score with 14 minutes to go. We see Pomba starting things off very quickly, gunning down over on the horseshoe. He's turning tail to run, but Mr. Freeze going to gun him down with the LR-300. Dropping up down the marble approach they come. Mr. Freeze going to pick up the kill here as Zaniki's grenade, I believe, catches his teammate. Yes, it did. Zaniki gunned down by Wolverine there. So a lot of killing, and unfortunately, that did not bode well for Portugal, as it looks like Maui has gone 9-9-9. Steel and Wolverine, two gamers left alive here. Gonna see what happens here. Steel coming around the corner. Steel gonna get the kill for Norway to put them back up, and the game is gonna be paused here. Score 5-4. Maori has gone 9-9-9. So we're gonna wait it out here for just a moment. Norway stepped up their game here just a bit. Portugal maybe not playing up to the caliber they were on UT Turnpike, but nonetheless, we have a good match going on here. 5-4 is where we stand right now. As we watch the match, as I said, it is paused here for just a moment. As we await for Maui to come back into the game. And with that said, we are going to step away. Actually, we won't. We'll stay right here. We are back in the match here. 5-on-5 is where we are. As we spawn with Portugal out of the town square, here they come into the cathedral, or into the statue courtyard very quickly. Unstopped Brawley right there. Brawley switching up weapons now. G36 is what he is going with. Wolverine with the SRA. And Unstopped right near the crossway with the LR300. And here they come very quickly up the stairs to the crossway. Brawley going to chase away one of the Norwegian gamers. Zaniki is hit. He is injured. He is bleeding. Steel trying to fend off the attacks of Brawley. Not able to do so. Brawley going to chase him down. Brawley chasing down Zaniki from behind as well. And it is a massacre in front of the cathedral in favor of Portugal. Mr. Freeze gunned down, and that is not a flawless victory, but nonetheless, Portugal coming out very strong here to tie things up at 5 apiece as we go to the 12:30 mark and counting. 5-5 is where we are at. We watch Portugal populate Davis Courtyard. That is Brawley coming through with the G36 out. Unstop and Slider coming down the marble approach. This Palma's grenade catches Charlotte, but Palma erased right there by Mr. Freeze. Into Davis Courtyard we go, and it's Mr. Freeze 2-on-1 here. Unfortunately, Mr. Freeze on the wrong end. Unstopped gunning down Zaniki as well. That is going to leave Steel and Mr. Freeze. They are in the central room right now. Going to have to fend off the attacks of Wolverine and Unstopped. So we've got a 2-on-2 here with a minute 15 left in the round. As we follow Steel around the corner, up onto the horseshoe, he's got the SR-8 out down the marble approach, turning the corner, going up the marble stairway. In at 2, Cathedral South, he is going to try to double back down the Cathedral archway. As he comes down there, nobody home yet for Portugal. And here he comes, Unstopped, turns a corner. Oh, we could have a battle. Steel has been hit. He is injured. He is bleeding. Freeze going to take his position up just in front of Steel. As Steel is going to be picked off by Wolverine. 2-on-1 here. Portugal just too much for Norway. They gunned down Mr. Freeze. That was Unstopped picking up the victory once again. 6-5 is our score here. Norway can't let Portugal get out too big of a lead here, as Norway have been playing a much better game here in this round, but Portugal possibly just toying with them a little bit here. It seems they can more or less kill at will. Portugal can, as we see action now in the crossway. Here comes Wolverine, Brawley, and Unstopped up on the courtyard balcony, gunning down Musto point blank with the spawns. Wolverine taking no prisoners, dropping the boomstick on his ass. Big kill there for Portugal. As we see Charlotte point-blank gunning Unstopped down with the LR-300. Charlotte bleeding into the tunnel, healing himself. Charlotte now LR-300 out, taking on Wolverine. Spaz 12 doing all the talking here for Portugal. They pick up their victory. That is 3 in a row now for Portugal, and they go up by 2, 7-5 here. Our score, Portugal out and running once again. They are the big dogs on UT Abbey 2 here today. Wolverine going to start things off, gunning down Zaniki with another SR-8 kill. Not sure how many SR-8 kills we've had so far. Wolverine getting to the action. He picks off Musto. Down the marble approach he runs. He's got the spas 12 out. Wolverine now turning under the alleyway in it to the side courtyard. The pistol whip, long distance pistol whip as well. The Beretta 92G coming out that. Finds Charlotte. And just like that, up in the center room, it is going to be Brawley finishing off Mr. Freeze 4 in a row. And as I said, playtime may be over here for Portugal, as they have turned on the last four rounds here. They've taken it to Norway very quickly here. Musto and Steel chased away as Steel catching Brawley as he turned the corner back down the Cathedral archway. Steel with the MP5 MP5K out, but Wolverine going to pick him off again, being pistol whipped. Another Beretta kill there for Wolverine. Nice work on his part. Unstopped with the Desert Eagle. They change back to their primary weapons, Unstopped. And Wolverine now hooking up with Slider over in Cathedral South. They are trying to chase down Charlotte. Where's Charlotte? Well, we'll tell you, Charlotte, just in the cathedral, or the statue courtyard, coming up the stairs, going into the center room, point-blank kill there, Unstop, finishing off Charlotte. That's five in a row now. 9-5 is where we are at. Portugal, as I said, looks like they were maybe just playing with Norway here. Zaniki getting on the board early, gunning down Wolverine with the SR-8 again. Zaniki going to hold down the crossway here with the SR-8. He's got Steel behind him. Pomba evening things up, gunning down Charlotte here. Zaniki now making a move up onto the stairs, approaching the courtyard balcony. As he's now up on the balcony, Mr. Freeze getting back-to-back kills here. Nice work by Mr. Freeze, but he's going to buy the farm. Slider with the LR-300 kill on him. Slider, or Steel, going to continue on. And a nice kill there by Steel on Slider as he comes up the stairs from the back hallway. Long SR-8 shot. That finds its mark. And getting the point here for Norway, Mr. Freeze, nice work. 9-6 is where we're at. 8 minutes to go here. Charlotte's exploding grenade, catching Pomba of Portugal as Norway spawning over in the town square, taking a position up in that statue courtyard. Mr. Freeze catches a shiny bullet. So does Musta. Wolverine with the SR-8 kill. Zaniki backing off now. He's got the SR-8 out. He has hit MP5K now. He's trying to gun down, and he does gun down Wolverine with the MP5K. Nice work there by Zaniki. Also taking out Brawley. I did not think he would actually be able to do that, but he did. Nice work there by Zaniki. Down the marble approach. He comes into the marble courtyard. He's got a teammate there. He's got Steel 2-on-1, and it is going to be Steel picking off Unstop, teaching him the MP5K dance. Down he goes. That is two back-to-back victories now for Norway. They are down by 2, 9-7, 7-15 left to go here. Wolverine and Brawley again into David's courtyard. They run. They are going to hold down that position, looking through the crossway. We see Steel on the other side. Steel going to pick off Wolverine to get the killing started here once again. Nice work by Steel. He's had some timely kills today. As Charlotte picking off Pomba. Musto now making his move through the crossway into David's courtyard very quickly. Nobody there for Portugal to fend him off. Musto now continuing in front of the cathedral as we pick up two gamers from Portugal. That is Unstop, but Broly being picked off by Charlotte. That is going to leave Unstop. He is in trouble. He is gunned down. Actually, Charlotte killing a teammate there. Slider to pick up for his teammate, but Charlotte and Mr. Freeze right there, and it's going to be Charlotte with the kill on Slider to draw Norway within 1-9-8 our score here. Been some great action so far. 6:25 and counting. Here they come through the crossway. That is Portugal once again. As we watch from high overhead, Musto coming through David's courtyard under attack. Musto and Brawley go at it. It's going to be Musto with the LR-300 kill. Zaniki finishing off Unstop with another SR-8 kill. Zaniki now through the crossway as he goes up the stairs onto the courtyard balcony once again. Norway has the advantage here. Beretta out for Wolverine. He picks off one, not able to pick off Charlotte. Had still about 66 health in Norway. Going to tie it up. That action taking place over in the side courtyard. So we are tied once again. Norway, nice display of skills here. Coming back. Palmer's grenade catching Charlotte. As we're over in the marble courtyard, Steel being chased away by a grenade. Not able to get inside that grenade from Slider, taking him out. So the marble courtyard, just a mess with bodies and blood. We pick things up with Zaniki. Nice toss there. Catches Wolverine, the Olay from Portugal. As Wolverine going down. A well-timed grenade over into David's courtyard. We go. That is Mr. Freeze able to catch Brawley, but Unstop right there to finish off Mr. Freeze. As we look at it now, 1-on-1, Unstop and Zaniki going at it here. I am going to give the advantage here to Zaniki. He's had some timely kills today for Norway. Is this going to be one of those times he's actually able to excel under pressure here, or is it going to be Unstop? Right now, as we look at it coming through the crossway, it is Unstop. MP5K out from Zaniki. He backs off here. He's got two grenades. He's going to drop one just near the cathedral entrance. The other one going to go through the crossway. Actually, that one falls short. It hit the corner. Zaniki picking off Unstop with the MP5K. Great work there by Norway. They go up by one. 10-9 now our score. as we spawn with Norway once again in the town square. Steele going to lead the charge out onto the crossway. Point blank, SR8 shot. Steele taking down Pomba with the SR8. Nice kill there by Steele, though. Very quickly through Musto's grenade, catching Wolverine. But here comes Portugal very quickly into the statue courtyard. Unstopped, doing a nice job here, turning his weapon. But Mr. Freeze right there to pick up the kill. Great work by Mr. Freeze to gun down Brawley. Stop that two-man rush by Portugal. That is going to leave a one-on-one again. And as we change the slider up in the center room, he very quickly guns down Mr. Freeze for a point for Portugal, tying things back up here at 10 apiece. We spawn with Slider of Portugal, tossing a couple grenades in the direction of the cathedral entrance. Looking down the archway, it is Musto and Pomba. As we run up there, we see Steele, Charlotte, Zaniki, and Musto for the five gamers here for Norway, all living large in Cathedral South. As we see Charlotte now rushing down, taking on Pomba. Pomba going to get the kill there, and Charlotte, here comes Broly. Broly picked off by an SR8 from Zaniki. Steele right there to back him up, gunning down Pomba. As we see some good exchange of kills right there, Musto gunning down Slider. So it's going to be Unstop to challenge four gamers here of Norway. Unstop doing his best. He's over in the marble stairs. It's going to be a Norwegian victory here after round 21. 11-10 our score here. 2 minutes, 57 and counting. Who is it going to be? Is Norway going to maintain this one-point lead as we continue to go back and forth here? Or is it going to be Portugal who excels here in the final 2 minutes of the match? Grenade drops Zaniki's grenade, picking off Unstop. Nice toss once again. Wolverine trying to return the favor here. Zaniki is backed off. Pomba, though, catching Zaniki over in the back hallway. Nice work by him. Pomba and Wolverine up the stairs into the central room. Wolverine back-to-back kill. Charlotte and Mr. Freeze up in that central room, dropping off onto the marble courtyard. Pomba and Broly. Musto, the last gamer there. We are tied again. 11-11 is where we are. Confidence for Norway as they come out very quickly from Cathedral South here. Pomba under the archway. Musto right there. Musto going to be caught by Unstop and Broly. 4-on-3. Actually, make that a 3-on-3 here. Pomba, as we follow Unstop now up into Cathedral South, we see Broly picking off Mr. Freeze. So that's going to leave Steele. Steele misses the SR8 kill under the horseshoe. He is in a lot of trouble. 2-on-1 here. Broly coming through. It's going to be Broly with the kill for Portugal, spamming him with the MP5K as Portugal now takes the lead by 12. 90 seconds left here in this match. Norway is going to have to win this round to have any shot here. You do not want to go into the last couple of rounds down by one, which is where they are. As we see Musto now coming through Davis courtyard, he is calling for a medic. He's being chased away by a grenade here. Broly and Wolverine. Wolverine coming through the crossway out on to the marble approach. LR300 slider gunning down Charlotte. Wolverine picking off Mr. Freeze. And right now Wolverine excelling here in the last 60 seconds of the match. Zaniki picking off Wolverine though with the MP5K. Now turns his weapon, switching to the SR8, he's not able to get Unstop. Unstop, LR300, out they go, point blank, and it's going to be Unstop with the DE kill on Zaniki. That could be all she wrote, folks. 11-13-11 in favor of Portugal. You don't go point blank, close quarter combat with an SR8 rifle out. I'm sorry, that does not work. Action continuing out in front of the cathedral. Charlotte, Musto, and Zaniki all getting kills here, but Musto buying the farm. Brawley coming through David's courtyard. 34 seconds and counting as we see Zaniki over in the side courtyard. Time is against them. They need to win this round here. Win it very quickly. It does not look like that is going to happen here. As we see Zaniki dropping grenades. Good games already being exchanged here. 16 seconds and counting. Zaniki doubling back through the crossway under the marble approach. Nobody home for Portugal. As we watch them on the minimap, they are just passing the entrance. And here they come out. Unstopped very quickly, gunning down Zaniki. That could be the final victory. And no, we'll play one more. 14-11 is our score here. This is going to be the final round. Portugal going to go on to a 4-0 victory here. As we see Mr. Freeze in the crossway, he's going to be gunned down once again. Charlotte doing a nice job taking out Slider. Pomba, though, finishing off Steele. As we see Musto and Charlotte over in the marble courtyard. as we see Charlotte turn up the stairs, come back out down the marble approach, runs Charlotte, hooking up with Musto, unstopped now, down the Cathedral Archway he comes, letting loose with his LR300, you hear him right there backing off, as unstopped, gonna wait for Norway here for just a moment. We see Charlotte coming up the marble stairs. Here comes Charlotte. Unstopped taking aim, and it's going to be Unstopped with the kill on Charlotte, turning his weapon on Musto. DE out and doing the talking. Who is it going to be? Musto with the final kill. Congratulations going out to Portugal. They pick up the victory here. More or less in convincing fashion after the first match. We're going to step away, take a break, come right back, finish things up. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
Okay, so we all piled into the kitchen in 2 days. That every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
His life sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to use a simple new station focused on gamers, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
So keep it here.
You got doo-doo heads.
And welcome back. It is Ozzo here. The post-game wrap-up. You have heard Portugal defeat Norway today 4-0. First map on the UT Turnpike, a very convincing one. 24-4. That gave Portugal 2 points going into the break. Second round started on a UT Abbey 2. Norway coming out in fine fashion after falling down early 2-0. They come back to rip 4 off in a row to take lead. But in the end, Portugal just too strong, running off the last 4 out of 5 rounds, rounds 22, 3, 4, and 5, to take a 14-12 victory and another 2-point win here on UT Abbey 2. So our final score today, 4-0 in favor of Portugal. Our active warriors of the game for Norway, it is Charlotte. 2 good rounds for Charlotte, 16-25 to go along with a 25-22 round there on Abbey 2. And for Portugal, it is going to be Wolverine back-to-back 25-plus kill rounds for him. And that is going to do it for us today. Again, your final score here, 4-0. Portugal has defeated Norway. It's Oswald for Inside the Game. We'll see you next time.